We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
God gives us truth each day for our life, and it's not a passing trend. It is not the latest trend. It is eternal truth that will change our life and give us answers to the pressing questions that we have each and every day. And we must build our life on those eternal truths. Amazing how we as Christians can get things wrong. You know, there are times in our Christian life that we place things on shelves of high importance, and other things don't make the list at all that are very important to the heart of God. And there are times in our Christian life we get confused. We start living for the wrong things. We start heading in the wrong direction. And tonight I want to consider the help that the Apostle Paul gives the church at Corinth and the direction that he gives to them by the Holy Spirit to live for what is important and to make straight doctrinal confusion that they had in their church and in their life. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 17 in our Bibles. The Bible says this, verse 17, "But as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called every one, so let him walk. And so ordain I in all churches. Is any man called being circumcised, let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision, let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commands, the commandments of God." Verse 20, "Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called, being a servant, care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called is the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise, also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God." I want us to look at this expression here in verse 24. The Bible says, "Let us abide with God." Our series on Wednesday night is "The Lord is My Helper." And we're going to look at how God helps us in our Christian life each and every day, and how if we have the wrong doctrine, it can lead us away from where God wants us to be. So let's take a moment tonight and let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful for all that you've done, and we're thankful for your blessing in our life. And Lord, I pray you would help us as we look at these biblical truths. I pray, Lord, you would help us to follow you. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to make the right decisions in our life. And may you be glorified with the decisions that we make tonight. We love you. We thank you. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're using the church at Corinth as an example to how that we are to live the Christian life each and every day. And we notice in the context of this passage of Scripture, and because of time, I did not read the entire passage of Scripture, but we notice the context, first of all, that there is a trying controversy. The trying controversy. The church at Corinth had created their own standard of holiness within the church and within the lives of individual Christians. And Paul, throughout the chapter, again, we don't have time to go from the very beginning of the verse to the whole entire chapter, but the entire chapter, you find the Apostle Paul correcting this doctrine that they had, or this teaching that was wrong in their life. Now, there were various issues and there were various problems within the Corinthian people, the Corinthian Christians. Some suggested that marriage was sinful. Others suggested that being single was sinful. Others were divorcing their husbands because they married, or they were married, they got saved, and they were married, and their husband remained unsaved, and so they thought it would be better just to walk away from the marriage. And Paul said, listen, you got to live the Christian life. You got to do what is right. You got to follow God, and you got to make sure that the commandments of God and walking with God is number one in your life. In verses 1-9, he speaks about protecting oneself from fornication. There's great truths here for married couples in this verse, in these verses. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 6, the Bible says, but I speak this by permission and not of commandment. He speaks about single men and ladies in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7. He says, for I would that all men were even as I myself, but every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. Some said that Jewish rituals were necessary. Others said that you had to be circumcised or you had to become a Jew in order to be right with God. And yet, the Apostle Paul, correcting this doctrine in these verses, make it very clear that whether someone is married or single, whether someone is a Jew or a Gentile, whether someone is a servant or whether he is free, they are to serve God where they are. And that's the key to this passage of Scripture, is to serve God where you are and to serve God with what God has given to you. William Barclay, a theologian of the past, said this: Paul lays down one of the first rules of Christianity. Be a Christian where you are. It must often have happened that when a man became a Christian, he would have liked to break away from his job or from the circle in whom he moved and begin a new life. But Paul insisted that the function of Christianity was not to give a man a new life, but to make his old life new. And this is the message of the Apostle Paul. Where you are in your Christian life, you are to be content and you are to serve the Lord whether you are where you are. If you are a servant, you serve the Lord. If you're married, you serve the Lord. If you're single, you serve the Lord and you follow the Lord wherever you are. Now, this is an important truth for our Christian life that we have to understand, that each of us are given different circumstances and different gifts and different abilities. And we are to serve God with what we have and where we are. We can't look at other people and say, well, if I had that, or I could do this, or if I was in this circumstance, then I would serve the Lord. No, you serve the Lord where you are, and you follow him each and every day. Matthew Henry, a familiar theologian of the past, said this. He said, the rules of Christianity reach every condition, and in every state, a man may live so as to be a credit to it. It is the duty of every Christian to be content with his lot and to conduct himself in his rank and place as becomes a Christian. Our comfort and happiness depend on what we are to Christ, not what we are to the world. No man should think to make his faith or religion an argument to break through any natural or civil obligations. He should quietly and contently abide in the condition in which he is placed by divine providence. And that is the message that the Apostle Paul is giving to the church. And that's the message the Holy Spirit is giving to us today. Serve God where you are. Serve God with what you have. People will say, well, I would tithe if I had $1 million. If I got $1 million, I'd give the Lord some. You know, I'd start tithing. Listen, if you don't tithe with $10, you're not going to tithe with $1 million. You have to serve the Lord where you are under the conditions you have in your life. Isn't that what happened to Moses? We read about it in Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Moses, you know, was complaining and arguing with God. God, I can't be used. God, you don't understand. There's no way in the world I would ever be able to serve you. And what does God say to Moses? He said, Moses, what is in your hand? A rod. Just a rod, Lord. What's a rod going to do?
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at KitchenerBaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at KitchenerBaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
A rod. Just a rod, Lord. What's a rod going to do? How's a rod going to make a difference? God says, listen, Moses, I'm going to show you that if you use what you have, I can make the difference. And that's the message that we have for our life today, is to serve the Lord where we are, in the conditions where we are. You know what Christians will say, and I've heard this before. Christians will say, well, you know what? When things get better in my life, when circumstances clear up, when I become less busy, or when I do this, or when I get that, or when I get the job promotion, or I'll start serving the Lord. No, that's a bad attitude. No, you serve the Lord now. You serve the Lord in the conditions that you have now. You serve the Lord with what you have now. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 17 makes it clear. The Bible says, but as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone. Now, calling here speaks of salvation. So what everyone has, every Christian has, what every Christian, the circumstances they're in, and where they are, what they're in, and what they have, and the circumstances of their life, when they are called, when they trust Christ as their Savior, what does the Bible say? That we are to walk. We are to walk for God. We are to follow the Lord. And this is the message for all the churches. This is the message for us. We don't have all of the same spiritual gifts. We don't have all the same abilities. We're not living all in the same living scenarios. We don't have all of the same desires and passions. But we are to take what we have and where we are, and we are to serve the Lord with gladness. We cannot hide from the circumstances of our life. We cannot run from the circumstances of our life. We cannot just say, well, you know what, if things were better, or if I had more talents, or if I could sing, or if I could do this, or if I could do that. You can't hide your talent. You can't hide your ability. You must serve the Lord today with what you have. I love the story of John chapter 6, the stories of the disciples. And Jesus sees a multitude of people that are hungry. We're Baptists, we like to eat. And if we were a part of that group, we'd want something to eat as well. I mean, they haven't eaten for a while. They were hungry. And Jesus, you know what? Jesus always sees the needs of people. And not only spiritual needs, but we see in the scripture that Jesus saw their physical need. They were hungry. They needed something to eat. And Jesus met that need. Who did Jesus use to meet that need? He used a boy, a lad, with a lunch. Sardines and some pieces of bread. God met a great need. Why? Because a boy, a lad, was willing to give what he had to Jesus. Now that lad could have said, you know what? I'll serve the Lord when I get a bigger lunch. I'll serve the Lord when, you know, I got some lasagna. You know, I'll serve the Lord when I have some more food. No, he didn't have that attitude. He just gave what he had to Jesus, and Jesus multiplied it and used it. That is the attitude that we have to have as a Christian, whether you're a teenager, whether you're a 9-year-old little girl, no matter how old you are, no matter your talents or your abilities, I'm saying to you that God can use your life today. He can use your life right now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till conditions get better. No, you can be used of God right now. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 6 that God used a lad. He used a boy. God used Moses, who had a speech impediment. God can use your life if you're willing to give him your life. So there's a trying controversy. I mean, they're trying to change their circumstances. They're saying, Lord, you can't use me. I have to be this or that or this. And the Apostle Paul is saying, no, let God use you where you are, where you are. If you're single, you can't say, well, you know what? I'll serve the Lord if I get married. You know, or if you know you're married, you don't have children, you say, well, I'll serve the Lord if I can get children. No, that you serve the Lord where you are. That's the message of the Apostle Paul, a trying controversy. Number two, there's the true calling. Look what the Bible says in verse 20 of our text here. He says, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. Now, he's talking here about a man who's a bondman or a free man, a man who is a servant or a man who is free. He says, care not for it, but if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. If you have the ability, if you're a servant, you have the ability to be free, then you can use that for the glory of God. But it's not like you cannot serve God because you're a servant. That's the message here. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. You are free in Jesus Christ. And even though you may be a servant in Bible days and Bible lingo here, you may be a servant. The reality is you are free in Jesus. And because you are free in Jesus, you are the servant of Jesus Christ. And so ultimately, Jesus is your master and you serve him. So this is the message, the true calling of the Christian, is that whether you're married or you're single, whether you're bondman or free, whether you have children or no children, whether you have circumstances that are wonderful or circumstances that are not so wonderful, ultimately we are all the servant of Jesus Christ, and we are to serve him, we are to follow him, we are to live for him. Now, there's a picture that the Apostle Paul had in his mind. In the ancient world, it was possible for a slave or a servant at a great effort to purchase his own freedom. And this is how he would accomplish that. In the little spare time that he had, he would take some odd jobs and he would earn a few coppers, a little bit of money. And his master also had the right to claim commission even from those poor earnings. And so in the spare time, he would work hard and he would gather some money. The slave would deposit every dollar, every copper, all the money that he had. He would take that to the temple and he would give that to the temple and it would be offered to some god. And when, you know, at the end of many years, he would labor and work really hard. He would get enough money to complete the purchase price to be free. And so he would go and he would get his master, and the priest at that temple would give that money to the master, and that servant, that slave, would be free. And this is the message that God has given to us, that we are bought with a price. We are the servant of Jesus Christ, and we are to live our life for him, no matter the circumstances of our life, no matter the difficulties of our life. We are to live our life for him in everything that we do. Our ultimate goal is to bring glory to his name. When you're working a job tomorrow, listen, you don't work for a boss. You don't work for a company. You work for the Lord Jesus. You strive to do the best that you can to bring glory to his name. Why? Because we are the servants of Jesus Christ. It is the true calling of the Christian that we are to serve the Lord and we are to walk with him. Now, our purpose is for God. And everything that we do, whether we eat or we drink, we do all to the glory of God. Our purpose is for the Lord. It is for God in everything that we do. Now, our power is that God enables us and he helps us to live the Christian life. We're not all by ourselves. No, he's there with us and he's going to direct us and he's going to help us. And the prize is, get this, we serve the Lord and he enables us to serve him. And then he rewards us for our service to him. Doesn't that sound like a good deal to you? I mean, God's going to work through us to do the work, and then he's going to reward us for the work that he does through us. It's a wonderful blessing. That's the work of God. And so this is the message that Paul had to this church. Number three, let's close with this thought here. There's a truth conveyed. There's a truth conveyed. Verse 23 of our text, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the Bible says this, "Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein," look at this, "abide with God." Now here's the message that Paul is given to us. The Spirit of God ultimately is given to us tonight. Listen to it. No matter where we are in our life, whether Jew or Gentile, married or single, rich or poor, free or bondman, it doesn't matter. We are to live the Christian life for God. And if we're ever going to be victorious in the Christian life, then we are going to have to abide with God. He's going to have to help us. There's no other way to live the Christian life. You can read all the books you want and you can go through it and you know, there's lots of books on the Christian life, and you can read them all. You're never going to live the victorious Christian life except you abide with God. It is the only way. God is our helper, and we must abide with him. Now, there's a lot of foolishness that's happening in churches and that's preached or taught or, you know, streamed on the internet. The reality is there's a lot of things that people are saying and people are teaching. I heard lots of weird doctrines. You know, I heard one person say that if you're single, you cannot be right with God. Isn't that silly? If you're single, you cannot be right with God. Someone said, well, if you're married, you cannot be right with God. If you're married and you don't have children, someone would say you cannot be right with God. Someone would say if you're married and you have children, then you can serve the Lord, and it's the only way you can serve the Lord. All of these things are wrong, and it's the wrong perspective of the Christian life. How can we be successful in the Christian life? There's only one way. Abide with God. It's the only way. Now, ultimately, we're talking here about being in Christ. We're talking about being a Christian, but specifically in the context here, he's speaking of the called. He's talking about the saved. We belong to God. We are holy in Jesus Christ. But he's talking here about abiding, being near to the Lord every day. Now, the word abide is an interesting word. The Greek word is the Greek word meno. I remember studying this when I was in Bible college, we had to translate 1 John. And the Apostle John loved to use the word abide. It's in his writings all the time, the Greek word meno. It has different uses. The basic idea of this Greek word meno, or the word abide, means to dwell with. And it carries to the extent that such quarters are the home of another. Now, the Apostle Paul, as I mentioned, loved to use this word over and over again in his writings. This word is used in John chapter 1, verse 39. The Bible says, "And he saith unto them, Come and see." Jesus said that. "Come and see," to these men. "And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day." The word there, abode, to abide, the Greek word meno, they stayed with Jesus. They were close with Jesus. Listen, this is important because his home became their home. They were near to the Lord as they spent time with him. Of course, John chapter 15 is probably the most popular. John 15, the Bible says, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself." We looked at this.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.